Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
It's 8:50 and time now for our first look at the commodity markets for the day. With our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Slaughter hog prices today are called steady to firm in the Western Corn Belt on ideas that several plants may be snug on supplies to begin the week. While early calls in the East are mostly flat, but a few sources say they would not rule out the possibility of some weaker bids today. Terminals are called mostly steady. Top prices from $45 to $48. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $45. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, September 15th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 14,860 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $59 to $70, a weighted average $67.36, a loss of 21 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.80 to $54.71. The weighted average was $51.42. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 11,944. The base price range was $59 to $69.50. The weighted average was $67.54, a loss of 30 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.89 to $55.13, and the weighted average was $51.52.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And the question on traders' minds this morning, Mike, is what are the possibilities for frost in the upper Midwest this week?
Well, Dave, there will be at least some chances in the upper Midwest. The heart of the corn-soybean area should be not really impacted that much by the frost chances, as we will have restricted cold air. There will be plenty of cloud cover across most of the areas at night. We'll also have breezy conditions that helps to mix up the atmosphere, and frost should not be that much of a problem. In fact, we're not looking for any seriously damaging freeze anticipated across the corn and soybean belt for the bulk of the area. I mean, as far as the far northern stretches, limited growing areas, there may be some scattered pockets of frost, but the heart of corn and soybean country should stay frost-free this week. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is we will start to see more precipitation. It looks like the bulk of the week will be relatively dry, but another storm system will start to come in by midweek in western sections and march across corn and soybean country through actually into the weekend, and that will start to delay the chances to get out into the fields for early harvest, and that may start to cause some problems, especially if the pattern continues beyond this week and into the next week. As far as precipitation in the last 24 hours, there have been some reports of some significant rainfall. Terre Haute, Indiana, 1.75 inches. Duncan, Oklahoma, 4.5 inches of rain. And that cold front is now stretched from the eastern shores of Lake Superior across Michigan and pushing through most of Indiana right now, with scattered showers to the north, heavier precipitation from western Kentucky, western Tennessee, all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico in sort of a squall line. So not large areas of heavy rain, but more precipitation than would be needed at this time of year. For the Corn Belt, that strong cold front stretches from the Great Lakes region southward across the middle Mississippi Valley. Showers and thunderstorms temporarily slowing field work, including corn harvest across the central Corn Belt. Much cooler air is sweeping into the upper Midwest. In the south, locally heavy showers and thunderstorms providing some drought relief from the delta to the southern portion of Texas. Meanwhile, in the southeast, warm, dry weather promoting field work, including corn, cotton, and peanut harvest. And on the plains, light showers lingering across the Dakotas. Elsewhere, pastures and newly planted winter grains will continue to benefit from the recent topsoil moisture improvements, although cool weather is slowing the winter wheat emergence. Again, the Corn Belt, corn and soybean areas did pick up some precipitation over the weekend. And looking at the maps for this week, too much rain in the Midwest over the coming week to 10 days will induce some prolonged crop maturation and harvest delays for some areas. South of the U.S. and Argentina, rainfall over the week will be inadequate to induce any improvements to crop or field conditions, but southern Brazil will receive plenty of rain, and some of the season's first significant rainfall will reach into southern Minas Gerais during the latter part of this week. Too much rain in southern France, northern Italy late this week and early into the weekend may have reduced sunseed quality. Drier weather this week in southern Europe will be welcome. China's weather ideal for summer crop maturation and harvest progress. And overall, if it looks like weather influence on the today's trade, future prices would likely move a little bit higher. Quickly looking at the wheat situation across the U.S., timely rain expected to alternate with periods of dry weather for both the U.S. hard red wheat region and the Pacific Northwest during the coming week to 10 days. Favorable planting conditions also occurring in north central and many eastern European locations, as well as in the western portion of the Commonwealth of Independent States. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 462 1/4, down 1/4 last trade on change. March, 470 1/2, down 1/2 last trade, up 1/2. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 395 1/4, up 2 3/4 last trade, up 2. March, 413, up 3 last trade, up 2. July, 426 3/4, down 1/4 last trade, up 1 1/4. December corn opened at 242 3/4, up 1 last trade, up 2 3/4. March, 255 1/2, unchanged last trade, up 2 1/4. July, 270 3/4, unchanged last trade, up 2 1/2. December, 284 1/2, up 1/2 last trade, up 1 1/2. November beans opened at 555 1/2, up 5 3/4, last trade up 4 1/2. January, 566, up 3 1/2, last trade up 4 3/4. March, 576 1/2, up 2 1/2, last trade up 4 3/4. October soybean meal opened at 162.70, up 70, last trade up 130. October soybean oil opened at 24.70, up 1, last trade up 1. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Pretty good technical close last Friday, follow through on the overnights. And as we heard from Mike Sola earlier, there looks like to be some more weather across the Corn Belt this week. Are we going to be talking about higher highs when the week is all said and done?
I think you might actually punch back up there to the highs that we put in three weeks ago. I think 563 would be my target on November beans, that we might try and make a run at that. Beyond that, it's going to take more weather than what we've got today. I think in today's market, you're concentrating on three or four things. First, you've got the talk about cold weather. But in reality, I think the damage to be done to beans would be relatively minimal based on the size of crop that we have out here and the thought that there's going to be enough upper air disturbance that I'm not sure it's going to be a season-ending frost at this point. The wet weather is certainly delaying harvest. We had processors out here that were counting on getting some new crop commodity in by now. They're not getting it. So you've got a cash market that's fired up and extremely firm. I'm hearing corn values, indicator trading at as much as 2 over the D's type numbers. I'm hearing option price being paid on beans rains at scattered areas out here as people are trying to see if they can get their hands on commodity that they expected to be new crop coming in. So you've got these harvest delays that have the cash market fired up, and put all that together with a market that was relatively oversold anyhow. I'm not surprised that we're making a little bit of a bounce here, but I think it is nothing more than a short covering bounce, and once we open the weather window up to where we can start to harvest, we'll see some of that come back off.
So does that mean that the August cash lows hold or don't hold?
I don't think they hold myself. I think you'll go back and try and punch those one more time, at least make a stab at trying to get through them. In beans, I tend to think that we'll take them out. I'm still looking for beans to make a run at $5, and part of that is built on my thoughts that I think this crop size is not finished growing at this point. I think it gets bigger yet before it's over with, to where we have a record crop across the U.S., maybe even record yields before it's all said and done. That'd be a big step, but that's possible, I think, with some of the early yields we've heard so far.
Turn your attention then to the wheat market, where December has given back just about all of its gains from 18 August to 5 September.
The follower. You've got scattered rains in the forecast for Argentina and Australia. That's probably no better than that, is scattered rains. But the U.S. still has to work to try and gain market share out there that it's not getting so far. So I think you're limited. It's going to be a short covering bounce. Rallies are meant to be sold in the wheat market. I think the same thing in beans, though, that rallies are made to be sold.
So the calls then today.
1 to 2 better on the wheat. I think 4 to 5, just follow the overnight. And the beans, 4 to 5 better. Corn, 2 to 3 better. I think you have to watch and see what the funds end up doing here. We've got to keep in mind the funds are short beans. So if we really start to scare them, we could see the beans actually work a little bit higher as they come out of those shorts. I don't think the corn fund wants to build a huge long right now. I think they're going to carry a little bit of a long, but I don't look for a big one. So I'd say 2 to 3 better in the corn.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.